fitter, happier. A program about your health for your health.
Well, we're talking about strokes today on Fitter Happier. Stroke is one of Australia's biggest killers, and it's one of the leading causes of disability in Australia. With more than 80% of strokes being preventable, awareness and treatment is important for the improvement and diagnosis for those at risk. Here to talk to us today on Fitter Happier is Eleanor Adams, a clinical nurse in stroke services at Osborne Park Hospital. Welcome to Fitter Happier.
Hi y'all. Good morning everyone. Thank you for having me.
It's so nice to have you on the show today to talk about something that I've never really heard talked about before in the media or within, you know, my like local circles, because I've been lucky enough to never have someone close to me have a stroke. But let's talk about it, and can you explain to us what stroke is?
Yeah, so hi everyone again. I just say a few things about us in here at Osborne Park, so you've got some picture who we are. So I choose actually a professional career because I absolutely love working with people, and to be able to help others and make a difference in people's lives, I thought nursing would be the closest probably to achieve it, and I was probably right. And the reason I choose stroke was more of a personal matter. Both of my grandparents suffered a massive stroke back in Europe, which made me to want to give back to the community by making sure the stroke survivors and their loved ones receive the best rehab care and support while at our hospital. So I work within a multidisciplinary team at Osborne Park Hospital, which is a very committed to changing people's lives and providing our stroke patients with the best care we can. So we are led by our stroke consultants, Dr. Kian Chen and Dr. Nguyen, who live, like most of us, on the stroke unit, live and breathe stroke. We are very passionate about our work, and our hospital might not be probably the fanciest place to be due to being built in 1962, but when it comes to stroke rehab, I'm very proud to be part of it. And OPH probably would be the place if I had stroke or someone in my family had a stroke. I would like us to be treated here. So, yeah, what is stroke? Stroke is a medical emergency where ambulance needs to be called immediately. So if you are not in a hospital, make sure you call 000 and get to hospital as soon as possible. A stroke occurs when an artery supplying blood to a part of the brain becomes blocked or bursts. As a result, that part of the brain is damaged because it's deprived of its blood supply, which normally carries oxygen and nutrients to the brain, allowing it to function. It may result in part of the brain being affected, leading to sudden impairment, including paralysis, difficulties with speech, swallowing, vision, or cognition. And then when we look at this stroke, there's two types of stroke. So it's the ischemic stroke, and it's the most common type of stroke as well. So usually it's caused by a blood clot in an artery that supplies blood to the brain. A clot may form in an artery in the brain itself or in the heart, or it can be formed in a larger artery in the chest or neck that may break away and just be carried to the bloodstream by a bloodstream to a smaller artery in the brain where it becomes lodged. Clots tend to form in arteries that have become narrowed by the slow buildup of fatty material called plaque or atheroma, as we call it. And this gradual clogging process is known as atherosclerosis, and the same process that causes coronary heart disease. So that's one type of a stroke. Then we've got the hemorrhagic stroke, which is the bleed in the brain. So that happens when the artery in the brain bursts. It leads to bleeding in the brain and it's squashing of the tissue around the broken artery. Usually it's caused by a high blood pressure or diseases involving the blood vessels in the brain. Usually it's caused by high blood pressure, yeah, or accumulation of amyloid angiopathy, which is the abnormal protein deposition in the brain. And amyloid, unfortunately, is causing the blood vessels to become weak and prone to breakage, as it replaces the muscle fibers and elastic fibers that give the blood vessels flexibility. So yeah, that's a stroke.
Okay, so it's interesting. I didn't know that there were two different types of stroke. Now, there can, you know, one can be a lot more severe than the other. I've read some information saying that some people may not even know sometimes that they've had a stroke.
Absolutely.
So what's the difference between it? If it affects the brain or the heart, is there one thing in particular that differentiates one from the other different kind of stroke?
So we never know when the stroke may happen, yeah? So it depends which blood vessel in the brain is affected. Let's say if the small blood vessels are affected, and we call them like lacuna strokes, then the people may not even realize sometimes they had a stroke because there's a small occlusion and it doesn't cause such a damage in the brain. So the people are still able to function quite normally. But if the stroke is bigger, of course, or affects them one of the main blood vessels like the middle cerebral artery, then people perception may be changed. The damage to the area of the brain can change how they think, how they behave, how they swallow, how they touch, how they see, how they move. Their cognition will be affected, and some of them are deadly as well.
Okay, well, I want to talk a little bit more about that in particular because I've just read some facts about it that in 2017 there were more than 475,000 people living with the effects of stroke, and that this is predicted to increase by 1 million by 2050, which I feel like time goes very fast, and 2050 is going to be here before we know it.
Absolutely.
If it can be prevented, why aren't we preventing them before they happen?
Yeah, that's a big question, isn't it? There is lots of risk factors for stroke, and of course some of the risk factors cannot be controlled, and they include probably the age. Yeah, we can't do much about age, no matter how much, you know, Botox we inject in ourselves or do plastic operations. And gender or family history of stroke, yeah, these things can't be really changed. But what we can actually work on and make sure people are aware of are something like controlling high blood pressure, yeah? Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, high blood pressure causes damages to the blood vessel walls, which eventually lead to a stroke. So high blood pressure is one of the most important risk factors for stroke. So we have to make sure we're checking our blood pressure on a regular basis. If we're on medications, we take them, yeah? We unfortunately get a lot of patients who are not compliant with medications or interventions. And yeah, that's why they're landing with the strokes, some of them. Another thing is smoking, yeah? A lot of people just worry about smoking if it comes to the lung cancer. Unfortunately, it's not the only reason why smoking is so dangerous. Of course, we're delivering like over 4,000 toxic chemicals into the bloodstream when we smoke. But what also smoking does is it thickens the blood. And in thickened blood, blood clots form. And as we said before, then the blood clot travels to the brain and we're having a stroke. So if any of you guys are smoking, please stop it now. Yeah, it's not the best choice in life. Then it's high blood cholesterol, so that's another risk factor. So we have to make sure we check it regularly. Every time you go to your GP, to your doctors, make sure they're checking it, yeah, where you are. Unfortunately, it contributes to blood vessels damage, which can lead to stroke. Diabetes, that's a massive risk factor as well, but only if the diabetes is not controlled. So we have to make sure if we are diabetic patients, we checking our blood sugar levels regularly, we're taking medications, and we're taking our insulin if we're on it. Being overweight is another big risk factor. So high body fat can contribute to high blood pressure, cholesterol, and lead to heart disease and type 2 of diabetes and stroke.
Well, there's so much there to unpack, but I did want to ask one more question, and that is what should we be looking out for in people to determine if they're having a stroke or not?
Absolutely. So we call it fast sign. It's a fast test. So we're looking at the face of the patient. Yeah. If the person's face is drooped, they can't really smile or make emotions, Then we're looking at the arms, yeah, if there's any numbness or paralysis, always ask the person to raise both arms at the same time. If they're having stroke, only one arm will come up. And then you listen to their speech, and when you talk to them, their speech may become slurred. They may not be able to talk at all, or they don't understand what you're saying, even if you're talking the same language. And the T stands for time, so always make sure you call 000, because time saves lives in this case.
Elena, thank you so much for coming on Fitter Happier today to give us a little bit more of an insight into strokes.
Absolute pleasure.
If anybody wants any more information, they can head to healthywa.wa.gov.au or thestrokefoundation.org.au. Elena, thank you so much.
I really appreciate your time as well. Thank you and all the best.
We were just speaking about stroke on Fitter Happier today, and that website again, if you do have any questions, is strokefoundation.org.au.